Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Show worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell Porter.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I'm really happy to be here with you today. I have a very exciting guest coming on in just a few minutes. But first, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about self-love today. You know, Valentine's Day is coming in just a few days, and one of the things that have been impressed on me since the last week is that we need to make sure that self-love is a number one focus. Because we have a lot of focus on loving everybody else and how everybody else loves us, but there's not a lot of talk about self-love. And I wanted to remind you that we have a book out, Dare to Be Authentic, Learning to Love Yourself, that came out March of this year. It's myself and other contributing authors. Each of us wrote a true story about how we increase self-love in our lives, how we learn to love ourselves. You know, it's an ongoing thing. Just because we wrote the story, it doesn't mean that the self-love that we've created in our lives is done. It's continuing to grow, and I know that especially in my life. But go ahead and check out my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmar.com. And hit the books page. On the top, it'll say books. And check out Dare to Be Authentic, Learning to Love Yourself. I think it would be a wonderful gift for Valentine's Day for yourself or for a loved one. And now I'd love to introduce my guest for today. She's a fabulous person, Melissa Woods. She's a shamanic practitioner, a Reiki master and teacher, an energetic healer. She uses several modalities, and she's also a cellular release therapist. And she is a medium as well, and she works with clients, and she's able to hear on what's going on in their past life and in the present and remove cords and attachment from your energetic field. She's a lovely woman, and I'm so glad to have her on the radio show. Thank you for coming on the show today, Melissa.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's wonderful to have you. I'm very excited. You are certainly extremely gifted, and the minute that we talked, when we connected through LinkedIn, I could just feel it, and I immediately had your gifts coming through to me. So I said, I have to have this girl on my show. So first, tell us a little bit about how you came to do the work you currently do, because I know it wasn't something that you even wanted to step in initially. So I'd love for the listeners to hear your story.
Right. Well, I think mine probably is the same as a lot of others with gifts, that when I was growing up, I saw a lot of things that scared me. I heard things. I had a very hard time. I was confused, and I was always afraid and depressed and couldn't figure out what was going on. And then I ended up meeting my first spiritual teacher who taught me to ground and protect myself, and then I just started beginning to learn all that I could to help others.
That's fantastic. So now you're helping others, and you practice several modalities. And of all the modalities that you use, which one do you prefer, or do you prefer each one as it comes through for the person?
I usually gauge off of what the person needs. So I try to take a lot of classes so that I can kind of help each individual and everywhere that they're needing. But I would say my strength is in my shamanic practice with using feathers and my hands, vocal cords, and be able to tell the people what they're needing and what's going on with them, and that seems to be my strongest, even though cellular release therapy is pretty powerful.
Mm-hmm. And what type of challenges do your typical clients suffer from, or is it just a huge range?
A lot of my clients have a lot of trauma from childhood or as an adult, injuries, and it's manifested into a physical form, or they have daily struggles. So a lot of them have, you know, chronic pain that they have no explanation for, or some even just come to me to change habits, patterns, and programming around life issues.
Oh, that's good. So they could come, for example, if they wanted to quit smoking, that would be something you'd be able to help them with?
Right. Mm-hmm. Or weight loss
Very.
Or money issues.
Exactly. Oh, wow, that's pretty cool, weight loss and money issues. That's a lot of people in this world have these, so that's a pretty broad client base.
Right.
So,
well, and even relationships.
Relationships is a big one as well. I know that I coach a lot of people on relationships, and that's a huge one, men and women. So I'd love to know more about the cellular release therapy. Tell us a little bit more about that. That sounds fascinating.
Description that I can give is, if you are standing up in heaven and you're looking down with Jesus and he says, this is what your life is going to look like, and you completely know all of it, you come down and you have this set program, well, all of a sudden traumas happen and they throw you so far off your path that it's very hard for an individual on their own to be able to figure out how to get back. So what mm-hmm. I have you do is make a trauma list from birth to date of every trauma that has happened to you, and I work with the subconscious mind in letting go of that, and it cellularly changes everything in the body. It reprograms, it removes habits, patterns, and so you end up thinking different, feeling different, reacting different. It just pulls it from the body. It's pretty amazing. I've had clients with miraculous health issues just change.
Wow. That is pretty amazing. That sounds fabulous. And so then the cells of our body are literally changed. That's what you're saying.
Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty amazing. So
yes,
tell us a little bit more. Tell us some of the results that you have had, like a really huge result.
I have a client who has Crohn's, and a mm-hmm. lot of that came from her relationship with her mother. So the first time that she worked with me, she's like 32 years old, and she looked like a decrepit little old woman. And by the third session, her body started receiving medication and vitamins that it wasn't able to take before. She's adjusting, I mean, very well. She's doing, you know, a lot better. Unfortunately, she decided to stop practice with me for a little bit, so we can't keep going, but I have another client with Epstein-Barr is a seizure disorder type virus, and only after 5 treatments he is losing that whole scenario that goes along with that virus.
Wow.
And that just has to do with his past relationship with his mother. A lot of people don't realize that a lot of stuff that you carry around, if you can't let go of the emotional energy of it and the attachment of it, it'll start to fester mm-hmm. in the body as a virus. Or as an illness,
Wow, that's really, well, that was a virus that turned into an illness, so you were correct. That's pretty amazing. So the traumas that we experience through our lives, they affect our DNA. I've heard this before, and they cause, they can cause illness. They can cause illnesses
right.
that manifest even so-called uncurable. But what you're seeing is a reverse of that, which I think is most amazing. That's awesome, Melissa. So let me ask you something. What is the main message? You're here on radio today. What's the main message that you want to bring to the world?
I guess, and from personal experience, and I've had my own trials with, I get cellular release therapy myself, but
mm-hmm.
mainly is that you do not have to be defined by what happened to you. Create who you are. It is just programming and its habits, and it can all be changed so that you can be the person that you were brought here to be.
That's a fantastic
message.
It's all
just energy.
Yeah, because it's a message of hope. And I call this show You Are Not Your Past, because you mentioned that when we were talking, that you don't have to let your past or even all the things you've experienced define you. I absolutely love that, Melissa, because one of the things that I teach my clients is to stop telling the story of what they don't want in their life. And, you know, like we tell the story of all our bad relationships or how our finances may not be doing well or whatever it is that we suffer in our life. And you keep telling that story over and over again but not getting anywhere. And so what you're saying is we really have the option, we have the our whole life is ahead of us. It's just a matter of making a decision and saying, okay, this is what my life has been, but it doesn't have to define me, and I don't have to continue to be this or that way, whatever it might be, whether it be ill or whether it be depressed, you know, or
right.
sad or unhappy. I mean, I experienced that in my life. When I started out this journey, I was such an unhappy person. I cried myself to sleep almost every night. This is going back to 2005, 2006. And I was miserable. Then I would get up in the morning, put my makeup on, get dressed, go to work, you know, be a professional person, and no one knew. No one knew what I was suffering. And then the next night, cry myself to sleep again. So it just was no way to live, and I knew that I had to find a better way. So I love that this is what you create for your clients. You give them hope, and you create a better way for them to be able to be. And the clearing, I think, is most fascinating, at least for me, and I'm sure the listeners are saying as well. It's fabulous. And the message that you bring to the world, for me, is one of big hope. People need to hear this, and that's one of the reasons I have Dare to Be Authentic Radio, because we want you to know that there is a better way to live. So
right.
Tell us a little bit about how to get a hold of you, because on the second half we're going to have people call in if they would like to, but tell us a little bit about how people can get a hold of you. I mean, if they want to have the cellular clearing and healing, your phone number or website or whatever it is you want to give.
You can contact me at 970-467-1614. I also have a Facebook page, and it is Nevea Allos, which is NEVAEH and then ALLOS M Wood. And also my email is ravenstar1107@gmail.com. I do have a web page, but it's very lengthy. So if you email me, I can send you my web address as well.
Okay, great. Melissa will also be on my website on lifecoachmari.com under radio show. So you'll see her. You'll see her picture, and I'll have a link to her website, and you can get in contact with her then. Just look for her on my radio show page. It's a really easy way to find her. That's on lifecoachmari.com. LifeCoachMari.com, and go to the radio show. Fantastic. We're going to take a quick break here, and we will be right back. And I remind you that for the second half of the show, you can call in, and the call-in number is 347-826-9586, and Melissa would love to do a reading for you. So go ahead and call in, 347-826-9586, and we will be right back.
Would you like to live a pain-free life beyond chronic pain? Step into the power of your own healing. I'm Elizabeth Kipp at elizabeth-kipp.com, health facilitator and empowerment coach. I offer tools critical for living a pain-free life, including sessions in EFT tapping, ancestral clearing, generative communication, and a community for people with and in recovery from chronic pain. Step into your healing today at elizabeth-kipp.com.
Well, we're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio, and we're talking with Melissa Woods today. She is an energy healer. She's a shamanic practicer. She's a medium, and she does readings. And I just opened up the show. If anybody wants to call in for a reading, I'll give that number one more time. It's 347-826-9586, 327-826-9586. So we're going to go ahead and keep talking, and if people call in, we'll be taking those callers. So, Melissa, you told us about two of your clients that suffered from physical illnesses that you were able to really help through your energy clearing and through the healing. How about emotionally? What do you think is the most help you've ever been done, you know, you've ever been able to do with emotions for clients?
Well, I worked a fair, and I met some woman who was so distraught because she had tried many, many people to help her, and no one ever did. So she gave me, which is what she said was her last shot. Very traumatic childhood. But she had a lot of social issues, and she also is on a, so she was having a hard time interacting larger events, being able to be out into public. She was just really struggling with a lot of anxiety. And once I worked with her, I think after four times, she now is very well known. She has a social, lack of a better word. She has social functions all the time where she's interacting with large groups of people to sell her spiritual work as well. So she's really changed a lot.
That's fantastic. What a beautiful story. And she needed to do that in order to go forth with her gifts. I mean, it was completely hindering her from being able to bring her gifts to the world. So that was wonderful work that you did. What about people with that suffer maybe from depression or that are really in despair? And have you done any work with people like that?
I think that one, what I would refer back to is my client with Epstein-Barr. That was very debilitating. He's having trouble working, relationships, I mean, everything. So he ended up being in a really severe depression, and luckily through the sessions that we've had with each other, he's been, you know, getting into a really good place. We have only a couple more left, and he's doing really, really well.
That's fantastic. So what's your typical length of sessions? How many sessions do you feel? And I know that everybody's different because I have the same thing with my coaching. But typically, I would say, what's the minimum amount of sessions that a person would hire you for?
Minimum, I would say probably five. It depends on how extensive the trauma list is. Some people like myself had 10 pages, but others, you know, they might not have quite as many. I've had clients who've done 4 to 5 sessions, and I have another woman that has had some pretty severe things happen in her life, and we're on like her 10th. But she's almost done, and yeah. She was in a, using a walker, had to have earplugs in public and all of that, and now she does not need any of that anymore.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And those sessions are maybe like a week apart, so we're talking within 10 weeks?
It depends on how often you want to do it. Of course, sooner is better, but I mean, if that's not feasible, then you can always span it out a little bit.
Right, I understand that. So in just a few months, she's seen that huge change in her life. It's like her life is a brand new life from having to walk with a walker and have the earplugs to that being all gone. That's pretty amazing stuff. That's pretty amazing stuff that you do, Melissa, and that's what I love having you on the show. I want people to know that there is help. You know, for those of you listening, there is help out there. There are people who can help you. Melissa can help you. I can help you. I have coaches and healers and people on my show every week, and one of the reasons I love doing Dare to Be Authentic is because I want you to know that there is help for you, and if I can't help you, maybe Melissa can, and if she can't, there's so many people. So, you know, go to your quiet time, go to your center, and ask universe to send you, ask God to send you, connect you with that person who can help you, because we're all here to serve. I mean, that's really our heart.
Right.
So tell us a little bit, Melissa, now that I said we're here to serve, tell us a little bit, because I know that your heart is to serve, about your desire to serve and how passionate you are about that.
I guess one of the main reasons that I want to do this is I can physically watch people change in front of me. That I have my other gift that I do is, you know, removing the cords, attachments, and as I'm working on you, I can hear everything that's going on with you and why. And this is something that is really important for you to hear, because a lot of people know of struggles, but they think that they've cleared it, or they don't realize that, you know, something is still residing in their body that's causing them issues. So I can tell you exactly what's going on and what you need to do to release that, or, you know, heal that. And if it needs to be something more deeper, then I do the cellular release therapy. But for me, it's all about watching people change and heal and grow in themselves and be the person that they're here to be. That's my life mission. That's what I'm here to do, is help you to to be the person that you came here to be.
That's
mentally,
awesome.
Emotionally.
And that's really awesome. And besides of going through the healing with you and doing the sessions, are there certain things that the clients must do on their own? Like, do you send them back with exercises to do or modalities to use or those kind of things?
With the cellular release therapy, if I do a physical thing, you basically are going to need to be working with the brain to keep in the programming and the clearing. But if I just do a complete clearing on you, it's really good for someone to have a phone when they're with me, because I give you so much information that it's hard for a lot of you to retain. So afterwards, listening to it and pulling out what it is that Spirit told you that you need to do to help yourself, whether it's physical or emotional. A lot of people, you know, they'll tell you that you need to start, you know, finishing that book that you were supposed to be writing, or, you know, go out and, you know, enjoy life, or you need to pick up that hobby that you used to do. It's
right.
Hard to say that. I mean, you know, a lot of times it could be a lot of people have digestive issues in life, so it would be you needing to go down and get some herbs that were prescribed, things like that.
Right. Okay. So when you say you record your sessions, is that how they're able to listen to it?
Yes,
or?
I suggest that they record the sessions, because I give you 1 hour's worth of Spirit coming in, and you get told a lot of information.
Oh, okay. So they record it on their own phone, the session. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't even know how to do that, but that's cool. Sometimes I do sessions with clients through a conference line, and that conference line allows for recording, and then I can send them the recording of it. So that's another way to do it. That sounds fabulous.
Right.
I like that. That the guidance, and that's why I had asked the question. I like that while you're doing the session and in the clearing or whatever healing modality you're using, that wisdom is coming forth. I love what you said about maybe there's a book you need to finish or whatever it is. Maybe you need to go back to dancing if that's your passion.
Right.
Maybe it's gardening. It doesn't matter what it is. I like that that comes through, that wisdom comes through, and that guidance for us. You know, that's one of the things that I have found in my life as I've gone to I call it my quiet time, my time where I connect with myself, where I connect with Source every morning. I just constantly am telling my clients how important it is to connect with their core, to connect with their inner being, because in that space is where you'll receive that guidance of who you're supposed to call, what your plan for today is, what's supposed to be cleared. So eventually, like you said, they connect with themselves and they can be independently listening. I mean, because you've opened that for them so that they can see who they really are. And I love that. You know, who they really are is not a person suffering walking on, you know, with a walker. That's a terrible thing. That's not who that woman really is. She's
right.
So much more than that. And you were able to release that and open her up into a marvelous new life. So, I think, well, that's wonderful. I think you're doing a wonderful work, and I know that you get a lot of fulfillment out of it because of the way you talk about it. So what would you like to see going forward, Melissa?
I guess at the moment I'm trying to figure out how to reach as many people as possible and be able to, you know, help those who don't necessarily a lot of times you just feel empty and you don't know how to move forward or how to get out of the place that you're in. And my goal is in this lifetime to help as many people as I can to become who they're supposed to be, who they want to be, who they desire to be.
That's beautiful. So those of you who are listening, if you know someone who's suffering, if you're suffering yourself, get a hold of Melissa. If you know someone who's suffering, whether it be physical pain or emotional pain, or even if you're just feeling stuck, you know, sometimes you can be feeling stuck in a certain career or feeling stuck in a certain relationship. Get a hold of Melissa, call her, or get a hold of me, but move forward from that space. One of the things that I tell my client is, if you want your life to be different, you have to be willing to do something you've never done before. And sometimes they get scared when I say that, and that's something you've never done before. You know, it could be something as simple as spending 3 minutes meditating a day. It doesn't have to be jumping off a building. You know, it doesn't have to be climbing Mount Everest. It's just doing something you've never done before. Maybe you've never had an energy clearing before or a cellular release, and maybe that's what's needed. And so if you want to have a better life, if you want to bring more joy, more fulfillment in your life, more love, you have to be willing to do something you've never done before. So if you feel this calling you at all, get a hold of Melissa. She'll be on my website, lifecoachmari.com, and you'll also be able to call her. Could you give your number again, Melissa?
It is 970-467-1614. And to mention also, I do work remotely. I do not have to have you physically in front of me for me to be able to give you a clearing or a reading.
Yes, that's fantastic. And I meant to ask you that so the listener would know, and then I forgot. So I'm glad you brought that in. That's really, to me, that's amazing. I've already had readings from Melissa. She is absolutely amazing. She's so right on that it will amaze you. So I encourage you. So, you know, we're winding down the last few minutes, Melissa. It just goes so fast. We haven't had any callers, but that's okay. This is how it's meant to be. And I want you to think about for a second, one last thing that you'd like to say to a listener. Maybe there's a listener out there today who's thinking, you know, I do have issues. I have this problem, physical or emotional, and I would love to be free of it. But I wasn't raised that way, and I'm not sure about these modalities. What would you say to somebody like that?
I completely believe that every gift that I have is directly from God. And there are so many people who have these gifts that we are to share with others and help other people with. So I guess it's trying to, you know, look outside of the box and look outside of what you would consider to be normal, I guess, and be open to the healing that people have. And, you know, I mean, it makes big changes in something. If you're not feeling in a good place, something is not going right in your life. And so step out of your box, step out of your thought process, and allow someone to come in and prove to you that there's something bigger.
Beautiful. That's absolutely beautiful. And it's so true. Step out of that box, open up your mind. I had to do that. I was raised very strict Catholic, and there was a lot of things that were seen as bad or evil. And I've stepped into some gifts myself that was very scary for me to do. But it has opened my life up to so much joy, to so much love, to so much fulfillment that just a few years ago, I couldn't have imagined it possible in my own life. I mean, that's how much my life has changed, Melissa. It's like I can't even remember. I can barely recognize the woman I used to be. I think about it sometimes as I go back in memory, and I think the way I used to be and the way I used to feel, and I can barely imagine myself being that way because I love my life now, and that's what we want for all of you. I mean, that's what Melissa wants for you, I know, for you to love your life. Any last thing you'd like to say? We have, like, less than a minute.
Just blessings to everybody, and I hope you find your way and can make the best of this life that you came here for.
Very nice. And I want to remind you all to check out my website, lifecoachmari.com, lifecoachmari.com. Check out my books. Get yourself a copy of Dare to Be Authentic, Learning to Love Yourself, and go to the radio show page and check out all Melissa's information. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Thank you for being on Dare to Be Authentic with us today. And thank you so much, Melissa, for being on the show today.
All right, thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
All right, you too. Bye.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Show Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell Porter.